So you probably heard the news that Tyson Foods, after laying off thousands of American workers at various meat processing plants across the country, is openly advertising that they want to hire 52,000, quote, asylum seekers, which means, you know, illegal aliens, and have them work at their meat plants in New York. Not New York City, but in the state of New York. And this is a straight up replacement. Okay. And that's why the people watching this are so outraged that Tyson Foods is just firing Americans and hiring illegals. And of course, this is always described as, you know, doing something wonderful. We're providing jobs for people who want to work and people who need jobs and people who are, they need shelter. They need a place to live. And what about the Americans? What about the American workers? You know, the American workers are just being thrown under the bus by everybody. And these illegals are going to be paid $16.50 an hour, plus benefits, plus insurance and all that other stuff. Now, granted, that's not a super high wage. And there is an element of this that is true that Tyson Foods has mentioned, which is that these are jobs that Americans don't want. And there's sort of an element of truth to that. Yes, Americans, by and large, don't want to work in a meat plant for $16.50 an hour. But the reason that they don't want to do that is because they get paid almost just as much to not work. So you have this welfare mentality across our country that is paying people to not work and paying people to be, quote, unemployed. And so there's no incentive to try to find work. If you got rid of the welfare abuse system, because it's abused by people every day, then there's plenty of Americans who would gladly work at a meat processing plant for $16.50 an hour. And I'm not saying it's not a glamorous job. I wouldn't want to work in a meat plant for any amount of money. But there are people who would be willing to work if it made economic sense for them. And what's really going to happen with these illegals, i.e. asylum seekers, is, yeah, at first they're going to come to America and take that job for 6 months or a year, and, you know, until they get like a New York driver's license or a state ID or whatever they get for being illegals. And then they can quit their job and apply for unemployment. So they're going to get paid to not work, just like Americans are paid to not work. And how do you think that's going to work out? Then you're just going to have, you know, 52,000 more illegals collecting government welfare and not getting anything done. So even though it's advertised as a way to transition illegals into a productive, you know, contribution to society, that's not how it's actually going to function. It's really just a gateway to getting all the illegals on welfare, to where the American people are paying them to not work, while, of course, they vote Democrat. And that's the real key here. This is all about altering the national census, by the way. Did you know that the census counts people who are illegals? So the more illegals they throw into New York, the more members of Congress New York State gets in the House. You know, it's 435 members there, and it's apportioned by population, whether those people are legal or illegal. So if they can flood these cities with illegals, then they can get more members of Congress. And then that's how they can take the majority of the House, and that's how they can, you know, pass their crazy laws and also, you know, censorship and open borders and everything else, because they know these illegals are going to keep voting Democrat because that's where the handouts are coming from. Now, by the way, it's not just Democrats. It's also, of course, the GOP, the establishment rhinos. They're in on this as well. And you know why? Because the corporations are funding the GOP to keep the borders open, or I should say certain members within the GOP, the rhinos, because those corporations want lower cost of labor. Just like they can pay these meat plant workers $16.50 an hour instead of, let's say, $30 an hour. Well, the same thing is true all across the country. If they can get more illegals into the system, corporations can cut their costs by firing American workers, displacing them with illegals, but not lowering prices on anything that they sell. They keep the prices right where they are. The prices remain, you know, high and unaffordable for most Americans, depending on what they're selling. But the corporations, because enough people still need their products, the corporations, are making record profits by cutting labor costs. The end result, however, is you're going to have a country of impoverished, homeless Americans who can't even vote their way out of the spiral of economic doom that has been placed upon them because they're outvoted by the illegals. You see how that works? It's all by design. This is a plan to take down America. And the invasion is cranking up. Now you've got invaders from Haiti. There was a boat of the Haitian illegals that was just intercepted the other day. Night vision goggles by the boat pilots, some kind of special gear, and they had a boat full of Haitians, and that was intercepted. I think maybe by the U.S. Coast Guard. That was intercepted, but how many are getting through that are not intercepted? And then you have Haitian illegals that are just unloading into Miami and the east coast of Florida, bringing their machetes and their cannibalism with okay, they're not all cannibals, but that's a reference to the collapse of Haiti and how some gangs are eating other members of other gangs after they kill them. There's some kind of weird warrior spirit domination spectacle, I guess. You kill somebody and then you eat them, you know, like, whoa, what's going on here? Well, that attitude is coming to Florida. What is Governor DeSantis doing about this? Is he blocking the Haitian illegals? I'm not aware of any strong effort at the moment, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. But Florida is being invaded now, just like Texas is being invaded. And this is all by design. That's why Governor Abbott has been sending these illegals to all these other cities across America to sort of demonstrate to New York City or Chicago or Denver or LA that, hey, you're all border states. If we don't resolve this border problem, then we're all going to be dealing with this. This is an invasion of the United States of America. It's all by design. It is malicious. It's an act of outright treason against America to allow this to continue to happen. And yet, virtually 100% of Democrats are all in favor of it. And maybe about half of the Republicans, you know, the rhinos, are also in favor of it. Almost nobody is willing to stand up and stop this, although Trump says he will. Trump says he'll round up these illegals and send them back. And, you know, that idea is sounding a whole lot more appealing now in 2024 than it did 4 years ago. 4 years ago, that would have been considered like crazy, racist, you know, whatever. Now it's like, we got to do something to stop all the crime. We got to do something to stem the tide of the illegals taking our jobs, taking over our societies, taking over governments, regional governments, local governments across America. We've got to do something. And you know, in years past, millions of illegals were rounded up and deported out of America. I forgot what year it was, but early in the 20th century, they rounded up something like 9 million illegals, largely from Mexico and South American countries, and they booted them out of the country. It can be done. It can be done successfully and also without violating human rights. It doesn't have to be violent. It's just like, hey, you broke the law to come here. That's not okay. You're going to have to leave. And since we caught you on a speeding ticket or whatever, now we're going to make you leave. That's it. You want to come back? You know, go through the immigration process, fill out the paperwork, stand in line like other law-abiding citizens who want to become Americans. You know, that's the way to do it. So I'm all in favor of the deportations at this point, and I think the vast majority of Americans are increasingly on that side. Even Black Americans who are seeing their cities overrun by these violent criminal gangs and illegals. You know, we need a nationwide deportation campaign for the next 4 years to deport millions of violent criminals. And you know what? Our society would be vastly improved. More jobs would flow back to Americans who actually, you know, pay taxes and who are born in this country and so on. You know, violent crime would plummet. We'd have more resources for local cities and towns. Instead of having to spend those resources on law enforcement, you could spend them on things like, you know, schools and parks and roads. Our cities would be safer. You wouldn't be afraid to walk the sidewalk in the evening or to drive your car home alone in a rural area. You know, something's got to be done. And people like myself and Alex Jones and Michael Yon and others have been warning about this for so many years, especially Alex, warning for 20 plus years. And really nobody listened until recently. Only now is anybody paying attention because it's so bad, because our country is being overrun. And it may be too late to stop the war, the domestic war, because some number of these, I don't mean all of them, but some number of these estimates are that perhaps anywhere from 120,000 to maybe 400,000 plus are enemy combatants that have exploited the open borders in order to position themselves behind enemy lines, effectively, in America, across the country, awaiting orders from their handlers, which might be the CCP, it might be, you know, some radical Middle Eastern terrorist organization of some kind. It could be a combination of that. But they're awaiting orders to go active in sabotaging America. And, you know, I call this Activation Day or Purge Day. This day is coming. It's a day when at minimum 120,000 enemy combatants located in the United States are going to assault infrastructure and carry out targeted execution campaigns. They're going to bomb power grid substations. They're going to bomb railroad tracks. They're going to use explosives to target refineries. They're going to have mortars. They can take down refinery capacity and leave the country without much fuel. They're going to attack highways and ports and bridges. And in addition to that, they're going to attack police stations, sheriff's offices, and there will be targeted assassinations that go after mayors and senators and congressmen and women and who knows who else. High-level officials in the federal government will probably be targeted. In fact, the FBI put out a warning about there was a Iranian assassin in the United States. I think he was in Florida. I forgot the details. This was just a few weeks back. But this Iranian assassin was targeting former Trump administration officials. I think Mike Pompeo was targeted at one point. And wasn't he the former head of the CIA for some period of time? I mean, that's some brazen assassins, man. You're targeting the head of the CIA? Oh, my God. When you have a death wish? But that's not fiction. You know, that's already happening. And I have a feeling that that's going to expand even more. You're going to have crazy assassins. You're going to have activation of extremist militants from foreign nations, you know, communist China, for example, that are in America, that are running around assassinating people, burning things down, you know, setting fire, blowing things up, whatever. All kinds of weapons, explosives, maybe RPGs. We know they have mortars. We know there were surface-to-air missile launcher systems that were lost. The State Department was freaking out about that a couple years ago. They're still unaccounted for, as far as I know. And they're probably going to shoot down commercial jets. Not that we could tell any difference if they're Boeing jets anyway. They seem to be falling apart in the sky all by themselves. But they're going to be targeted with surface-to-air missiles. You know, one more reason not to fly commercial, you know. Definitely not on a Boeing jet unless you have a suicide wish. But this country overnight is going to be turned into a war zone. You're going to see simultaneous strikes in major U.S. cities. You know, Denver is going to get hit on the same day as Chicago and New York City and, you know, Miami and Houston and whatever, Seattle, L.A., you name it, Phoenix, all going to get hit on the same day, Las Vegas probably. This is going to be a coordinated domestic attack across America. And let me tell you something, there's nothing the FBI can do to stop this if they even wanted to. I mean, half of those guys are plotting terrorist attacks against America for political reasons. They're not going to stop these terrorists. The DOJ, powerless to stop it. The federal marshals, not enough of them. So, you know, what do you got? Homeland Security guys? Yeah, there's a certain number of those guys. Some of those are pretty tough dudes. They will be deployed. Their effectiveness will be very limited. There's just not enough of them. Because you got the drug, you got the narcos and the cartels and the communists and the radical, you know, Islamists, whoever hates America the most is all going to be activating on the same day. It's going to be like a all-you-can-eat machete buffet or something. I don't know. That's a day that you don't want to be unarmed. You don't want to be running around without ballistic armor. You don't want to be caught without a backup plan. And you also want to make sure you've got, you know, backup gear. So let me just go ahead and plug a few things, some sponsors, the satellite phones. It's a real deal. That will allow you to make and receive calls when the power grid goes down. Satellite phones and the Bivy sticks, which are satellite text messaging devices, you can get them at sat123.com, S-A-T-123.com. The best firearms that I know of are at shieldarms.com, shieldarms.com. They've got the Glock 43Xs that are customized, and they've got some really cool stuff, much improved magazines over the Glock factory mags. They've got folding AR-15s, both in the rifle and pistol configurations with arm braces, by the way. Go to shieldarms.com and use discount code RANGER, and you can save some bucks. I think it's 10 or 15%. Maybe it's just 10% off the firearms, I think is what that is. You know, body armor, you want to go to either hoplitearmor.com, or we now sell their products at healthrangerstore.com. So you can find Hoplite body armor at our store, or just go to hoplitearmor.com. On top of that, we've got my line of knives that I co-designed with Dawson Knives. They're available at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got all our storable food supplies there as well. You know, we could go on. I just want to give you kind of a smattering of some of the things that are necessary to prepare. Make sure you've got some amount of gold and silver. Make sure you've got iodine. Make sure, you know, you've got emergency medicine. Make sure that you are set up for a total disruption of the current economy for some period of time. It might be weeks, it might be months. Depends on how bad the power grid takedown is. Could it stay down for months? Absolutely. There could be a cyber attack on the power grid, timed to go with this activation. You don't think Russia or China or North Korea can launch a cyber attack on America and time that with the purge day? Yeah, they can. So guess what? All the lights are out. You're in chaos, and there's a mob of machete-wielding zombies trying to murder you, you know, because they're trying to overrun your country. So be ready in every way you can. This is not science fiction. These aren't scare stories. This is just a very minor extension of what's happening in America every day right now. It's not difficult to see that this is what's coming. I mean, some of this is happening right now. You're going to see more and more of it in the days and weeks ahead. So get prepared now, or, you know, or prepare to die, I suppose. I don't know. Some people don't want to be prepared. They think it's stupid. They think, oh, we don't need like powdered food. You know, really? How about freeze-dried food? That's way better. But if you don't have any backup supplies, you're not going to do very well. And even if you have backup supplies, you know, you're still being replaced because the invasion is on. It's full force. And ultimately where this goes is not just replacing your job. It's going to be a kill day with the invaders seeking out and mass murdering every American that they can find. That's coming. So prepare accordingly, folks. I think we can make it through this if we are prepared. So spread the word. Check out more of my interviews and podcasts at Brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And check out my social media posts at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. Take care. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C and acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production. That happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae
That, again, available at a special price, a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. Healthrangerstore.com. Take care.